Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome. This is an attempt at a podcast that may or may not be called Media Munchies.
Yes.
And we are just two friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's introduce ourselves properly. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Nate.
And my name is Logan.
Now, what's really fun about this is, this is totally Logan's idea. This is, you know, Logan's brainchild. Okay. All right. Don't worry. It's recording again. Sorry for that. Wow. I love 30 seconds in and already having a technical issue. Anyways, from where we were, I'm Nate. I'm Logan's friend. I'm helping with the tech side of this, like literally providing one microphone that we're speaking into on the floor.
But to be honest, I think that's a pretty important role because I don't know if I would get to the place of actually trying this without Nate's encouragement.
Aw, thank you. But yeah, basically that was just to say, I might not be here any time. I'm not the co-host. I'm just a friend. I'm a friend of the pod.
Oh, does that make me the pod? Interesting.
I thought we established the pod is your baby.
Oh, and you are friends with my baby?
Yeah, it's like, do you remember in Twilight where Jacob was really loved Bella or whatever, but it turns out he was just in love with the egg inside of her.
Yeah, and that was very weird.
Yes.
I never watched Twilight or read the books beyond the first book,
mm-hmm.
but I just remember hearing about that and hearing that this Jacob fellow.
This Jacob fellow certainly is an odd one.
That this Jacob fellow was in love with Bella's baby, and I was like, okay, all right, you do you. I'm just not going to read this.
Speaking of, I think that's a great transition to discuss what this podcast is about. You want to take it away?
This podcast, I don't think needs to be about anything in particular, but I was very general, broad, like, concept idea would be just discussing media in different forms, music, TV shows, movies, and sometimes be stoned on marijuana while discussing these content. I say this ironically.
Also,
like, layers of irony. There are layers of honory, irony. Layers of irony when I say stoned on marijuana. I'm just...
Mm-hmm. Also, just as a disclaimer, we're both above legal age in Canada, so you can't arrest us for this.
No. Nice try. As if somebody's out there trying right now.
Hey, I don't know what the police do in their free time, man.
Damn. They do be watching us.
Logan, I see you have a little piece of paper with some notes on it, some talking points. So let's see if we can get through some of them today.
Yes. So, well, I have a lot of talking points, and I'll say the general topic of these talking points.
Yeah, name them.
So I can, if anyone's listening, they can determine whether they want to click off and just leave, because we will be talking about One Direction. That's right, One Direction.
Yeah, and to quote Tyler, the Creator, if you don't fuck with One Direction, fuck you. Or Elton John. He said
that as well?
Yeah, actually.
To quote Brockhampton.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say about One Direction? I don't even remember exactly. Well, they love One Direction anyways.
Case closed.
I just thought they had a specific quote, but then maybe I was thinking of something completely, entirely different. I was thinking, talking about some One Direction things today,
mm-hmm.
including Louis and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
We have their shows coming up. Me and Nate are going to see both Louis and Harry in Toronto this summer.
Yes, in June and July. I don't remember. I know Louis is on June 12th, and there is only one Louis show in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
The Harry one, I do not remember which day we're
which
going.
Which day?
So
I'm pretty sure it's the first day, because
ooh, nice.
That's just how it happened.
Okay, here's I want to ask you your opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
When a band is playing a city for multiple dates, would you prefer what, like, which is the better concert, the first night or the last night?
I'm gonna have to go with the first night because I don't know, it's like new, exciting, like there's a vibe, like, because it's like, ooh, I just got here, how's it going? And then it's like the second night, I mean, the second night would be good because maybe they'd be more comfortable on that stage or whatever, but I feel like the first night, it's like, ooh, new, exciting experience.
I definitely understand that. For me, I don't know, there's just something about, like, when it's the last night, like, especially I love being at, like, the end of a tour, too, because in Toronto, when they dip up from the U.S., it's usually at the beginning or the end.
Right.
There's just something about, you guys are the best crowd we've had, like, since... in this town, or you guys are the best crowd we've had on tour, and knowing that there have been like 25 other shows, even though they probably say that every night.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
There's just something about like, wow, I'm their favorite.
Yeah, I guess I do see what you mean. Like, second show, they would be more comfortable, so maybe very cool vibes like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I see the argument for both sides. Not that we're having an argument, but yeah, we're... But, yeah, I think I would still prefer the first one. Have you seen the Louis set list?
I saw a little bit, to be honest. I feel like it's going to change. Because, like, right now with the Europe tour, which unfortunately has been postponed, rescheduled, what have you, what he's played so far, I feel like with each new kind of, like, area or like group of shows he plays, he's gonna be fine-tuning his set list. So I feel like what he's playing now is like not nearly close to what he'll be playing 3 months from now, so I just don't want to like set my heart on something.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I was sort of thinking that too, but then some part of me just went, well, this one I know for sure, so this is like the final set list. And I didn't really consider any others. But, like, yeah, this one, I wouldn't mind if he did this one. I'm still holding out hope for Home.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
If he played Home, I think, like...
My head would explode.
Like, and he loves that song, too.
Yeah.
He just loves it. Imagine him playing Home and then Only for the Brave. Or Only the Brave.
Oh my gosh. I would collapse. And I'm sure quite a few other people would too.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be an interesting one. Because like...
So Gimme, what's he got on there?
Just Hold On.
Beautiful.
We Made It.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Let It Break Your Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got Drag Me Down.
Okay. First of all, work with all of that. Just having like four home runs just right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy, like, I'm glad he's playing Drag Me Down because it's, like, a more recognizable One Direction song.
Yeah.
I get where he's coming from by playing it.
I kind of would think he would choose one he wrote first, though. Like, oh my gosh, imagine, like, Louis playing, singing Perfect.
Oh, that would be nuts. Honestly, now I feel like Perfect would have been a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. But yeah, I don't mind Drag Me Down. I think anything from Made in the AM is good because it hasn't been toured before.
I always forget that. That's so sad.
Yeah. If they come back, my boys, if they come back, I just want them to tour it. Yeah. I'm not even so fixed. Like, I obviously would like new content.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just came back to tour Made in the AM and then they said, well, yeah, we can release new content, just give us, like, a bit. But, like, if they toured Made in the AM first, I would not be disappointed. I would love that. And I would love to go to that.
Yeah, well. My gosh. Yeah, you want to tell me more tracks on the thing? Or we done with Louise?
Yeah, I just want to... Okay, I'll say the ones that, like, aren't the album ones, because he's doing all the album ones. So then he has Through the Dark later on.
So we weren't in fandom back then when like Midnight Memories was happening, but I saw that like apparently like Louis really like campaigned for that song, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I
like
that.
He kind of like the only time they got to like perform it at an event was at the SNL show, and apparently Louis like really campaigned for that. So that's really interesting and really cool that he gets to like perform a song that meant a lot to him.
I like Through the Dark a lot.
You know what kind of ruins it though? That that it's well now fuck, I forget his name.
Who?
Ben Winston.
Oh ha! Yeah. Right,
I don't need
right.
Google. Fucking Ben Winston. He loves Through the Dark, so that kind of makes it lower in my opinion.
Oh well. Yeah, like Midnight Memories as a whole is a great album. I think a lot of them are like high up on like the really good One Direction song list, and like Through the Dark's pretty good for that album. He's doing covers. I haven't listened to either of the covers yet.
Okay, what are they though?
Seven by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Catfish are just like, I'm sorry, like I enjoy them. I am an indie ho. But they are just a basic British white band. Also, I just have a bad relationship with that band because there's so many indie fuckers at my school. I go to an art school, so yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And so many of them are like, I love Catfish and the Bottlemen. And then they'll say the F slur when singing their songs because they're talking about cigarettes. You ain't talking about cigarettes here in Canada, buddy.
No.
Stop using that word.
Yeah,
you can censor it.
Not great.
Yeah, and then what's the other one?
Wait, but I just want to make one comment about this first. Uh-huh. Apparently, the first word of that song is Larry.
Work.
So that people were freaking out about that, and I was like, "Yeah, he's singing a song," and he was like, "The first word of this is Larry." Like probably thought about it.
I mean, very well could have, yeah.
The other one is Beautiful War by Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. Isn't the singer or guitarist really good friends with Harry?
I'm not sure. I don't know who's friends with Harry, to be honest. I don't even know who's friends with anyone.
You know what? We're friends. Yeah. And that's all that matters.
Exactly. Folks, that's the moral of the story. You don't need to know who Harry is friends with. Just know your own.
It doesn't affect you. The only friendship you need to be aware of with Harry's is yours and Harry's. If you are not, like, on that grind to be the best possible friend for Harry Styles, nobody needs that kind of energy.
But the other friendship you need to worry about is just Harry in One Direction, because... Reminder that they are friends.
They're friends. They're currently friends.
They're not
co-workers. They're not enemies. They're friends. And I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
There we go. All right. And speaking of One Direction, the other One Direction song he's playing is Little Black Dress.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he played that before when he had like two songs out and he was performing at a bunch of European festivals and stuff. He would do that one. And yeah, it's, you know, a good, fun track. I mean, there's just so many other One Direction songs I'd rather he cover.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And it's like, I'm sure it's one of his that he likes. He's like, I'm proud of this. I wrote it. But yeah, I won't like be upset about it, you know?
Okay, can we talk about how... Why does Louis refuse to sing Miss You?
Yes, I was going to say that.
It's one of my favorite pre-Walls tracks.
Yeah, me too.
It's
one of the best pre-Walls tracks.
It's so good, and it does not get appreciated enough. And it really hurts, man. It's a good track.
Yeah, and I like Just Like You as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's singing Just Hold On, at least.
Yeah.
Because, like...
That's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a nice one. But other than that, yeah, like, that seems like all I was going to say about Louis.
Okay.
Moving on to Harry, we're also going to see him, but he has not started touring yet. So what do you think he's going to keep from his first album
on the set list? Oh gosh, dude. I have not prepared any thoughts about this.
I know. It's okay.
You know what? We all have, you know, our opinions, but I truly think Harry knows best in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'll be angry whatever he does.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a good time no matter what.
The thing that I think about Harry is that he likes big crowd reactions.
Yeah.
He likes big crowd reactions.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's going to play the big crowd reaction songs.
Yeah.
And good for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are my favorites. Some of them might not be my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of big crowd reaction songs,
uh-huh.
Do you think he's going to keep Medicine?
That is such a hot topic, right? Because
yeah.
he said he's never going to record it because he only likes, he did it for the live shows.
Right, right.
But does that mean that now that he has more songs, he doesn't need that song anymore? Or is it just going to be a tour staple?
Yeah. I would think it would be very smart for him to keep it as a tour staple because everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And if I didn't get to hear Medicine...
Oh, I would be upset.
I would really
want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but otherwise... I mean, whatever you do, I'll agree with Mr. Styles.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, think of Fine Line and think of the one song you would want to hear live.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I don't know, because it's like, there's songs I want to hear live because of the way the crowd will react, because it'll just be so fun to be in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some songs that I want to hear live selfishly, just to be able to always hear that in my head. So, like, I think Watermelon Sugar is going to be so much fun live.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great with the horns and stuff. Everyone's going to be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But To Be So Lonely is one of my favorite songs on the album, or hearing She live.
Oh my god.
That would be beautiful. I would live for that.
I would live to hear She, but I feel like maybe that's one that he might cut just because of the guitar solo. And obviously, like, he likes the guitar solo, but he's thinking about how the fans would be reacting during that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, everyone loves the guitar solo.
Can you imagine, like, oh my gosh, if you like a singer or a solo singer, but, like, during an instrumental part of the song, you just, like, are annoyed? Like, you can't be singing a whole entire song. It needs dynamics.
Yeah, exactly. So, the one I want to hear live is Sunflower.
Oh, yeah.
Because... it's my favorite song on the album, and I also want to hear the bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Oh, I can totally imagine him doing that live. He would love that. Yeah.
So that's the one I'm hoping for the most. Mm-hmm. And I hope he plays Woman from Harry Styles 1. Because that's my favorite on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to... Niall.
Oh, yes.
He released an album very recently.
We listened to it this morning.
Yes. So, what are your thoughts on this album?
Are you asking me or the potential listener? Okay, me.
You, yes.
My thoughts, I mean, we talked about it before when we listened. It just was a lot of the same for me. I said earlier, it kind of felt like a bunch of songs that were discarded from the first album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And not in a good way, just, like, in a way that they didn't make the cut and for good reason. That being said, there are a couple of songs that I do like on it. But, yeah, it's not going to be a repeat listen for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. The introduction, as in, like, the first couple songs, it did not get me hooked. And I was like, okay. And they did all sound sort of... very similar to each other, and again, like, discards from the first album. And then there was, like, a couple in a row. I think it was called Everywhere, and then there was, like,
I think it was, like, track 5 to 8 or something.
Cross Your Mind. Yeah. And I really enjoyed them. And then the ending kind of was like, okay. But not as bad as the beginning.
It ended kind of abruptly to me. I was just like, oh, it's over?
I feel the same way, for sure.
Like, still was a really weird track to end on. I honestly think it could have, like, the last track could have been, oh gosh, I'm so bad with titles, guys.
Yeah.
The slow single, Put a Little Love on Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or as some of my friends call it, Puta Love on Me.
Yeah, yeah, because when he advertised it, oh, that was funny. So there's some that I definitely did like, and I also liked all three of the singles, especially No Judgment. I know you said it was Ed Sheeran-y, but I really...
Hey.
Sometimes Ed Sheeran-y is good.
Yeah, you know, no tea, no shade. I just... Sometimes I'm a little bit snobbish when it comes to indie white guy guitar music, you know?
True. And that's fair. Like, it shows that you're, like, critically looking at it, you mm-hmm. know, and not just being like, yes, I love every indie white guy guitar mm-hmm. band, but you're like, hey, wait a minute, this one sounds a bit generic, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that reflects, sorry, I'm adjusting myself a lot.
We're basically doing, like, planks right now.
But it's our exercise. Just because we have to be close to the microphone, and we're on the floor, and
yeah
everything's
it's...
on the floor.
Won't that be easier?
I was afraid things would overheat.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. In case we don't edit this out, this is our friend Gari, by the way.
Yeah, she's sitting here, and she's wondering why we're sitting on the floor. And you know what? Good question. But I was thinking that the microphone would just fall over on the bed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think that was mostly what I had for One Direction.
Okay, I mean, we could end it here.
I think I'd just like to take a break because I think my timer's about to go off for the
okay.
Food.
Let's just say if this is the end of the podcast, actually, this is a super messy ending, but let's say bye. Thanks for listening to this. Not every episode is a One Direction episode.
That's true.
Also,
we're just big fans.
Yeah. Also, I won't be here every episode, but maybe I'll be here for a few more soon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Nate Gurari, NateGurarie. Thanks, bye.
All right, and that was Nate. This is Logan speaking, and this has been Media Munchies, the trial podcast by us funny stoners. And follow me on... Actually, no, you don't need to follow me on anything. I will remain a mystery. Goodbye!